What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? Thank you so much for joining me on today. I appreciate every single one of you for taking out time to press that play button. If you're up at 6 a.m. listening to me on my Feel the Beat web radio station, thank you for getting up so early and pressing the play button. If you're listening to me on any of my other platforms, I want to take this time to say thank you so much for stopping by, for giving me a chance. I mostly talk about, I always talk about positive things. If you hear me speaking about anything negative, it's probably an experience I'm talking about or something like that. But for the most part, I speak about positive things, having positive energy, keeping positive people around. And yeah, that's what you're going to get on my podcast. So today is January the 1st of 2024. We made it, you guys. If you're listening to me right now, we made it. We made it. A whole nother year to get things right, to start over, new beginnings. We made it. And I'm so thankful to the Most High for protecting me through all of these years, through all of the negativity, through all the things I've been through. I am so thankful and humbled because things have happened along the way that could have taken me out. I could have been gone. But I am still here and so very thankful. My last traumatic experience was 4 years ago when I gave birth to my daughter. I went through a terrible, painful pregnancy. And, the delivery process was just as traumatic. I went through a lot. I had issues with high blood pressure. Excuse me. And just a number of things. And it was really weird because whenever I've been pregnant, I've always taken care of my body inside and out, always. But this one particular thing that happened 4 years ago, if you're new here and you haven't heard me speak of it in other episodes, when I gave birth to my daughter, everything was fine. Her father was standing there holding her and playing with her and talking to her. They said she was healthy. And one of my adult daughters was standing there and they were all admiring the baby. So, like I said, everything was fine. And then out of nowhere, I had postpartum hemorrhaging, which through my research, I found that is the number one reason why a lot of women pass away after childbirth, which I had absolutely no clue about this at all going into any of my deliveries. And I was just protected by the Most High. And the doctors and nurses and everyone, they rushed my family out of the room. They were calling for whatever. Excuse me. Whatever code they call for when a patient is in danger or if it's an emergency situation. They called that. They sent my family out the room and heard them on the phone calling for bags of blood, and I was nervous. No, I was scared out of my mind, actually. And in my mind, I thought I was out of there. I thought that was it. That was it for me. But the Most High had other plans. My work was not done here. I still had things to do. So the Most High saw fit to give me another chance to speak life into other people, to spread love and positivity. And I don't take it for granted. I don't. Every chance I get, I'm speaking positivity and life into someone. I'm spreading love. I'm being positive. I'm being humble. I'm thanking the Most High every day for another chance to be here, because so many women did not make it. And from what I was told by my doctor, that I had the worst case she's ever seen. And I've spoken of this in another episode, but like I said, if you're new here, one of the older nurses in the room saw the panic on my face, and she asked me what was wrong, and I told her I was afraid. So she came over on the side of my bed and she prayed for me. And when she was done praying for me, the Most High is so good. When she was done praying for me, the hemorrhaging just stopped. Now keep in mind, my doctor was working overtime trying to stop the bleeding, and they just couldn't stop it for some reason. They just couldn't stop it. But when this lady prayed for me, I don't know if you believe in prayer or not, but I do. And I know that my Father was in that room on that day, protecting me like he's done so many years. I was protected. Because like I stated before, the statistics are crazy. And it was majority African-American women that passed away. But I wasn't in that number. I'm still here 4 years later, actually 4.5 years later, able to talk and tell someone else this story. I also want to give the advice to any woman that is thinking about having children, or if you already have children and you're thinking about having more, please do your research on postpartum hemorrhaging, because I have a total of 5 children. I have 2 adult children. I have 1 teenager, and I have 2 little ones. And I went through 4 deliveries, but my 5th delivery is when that situation happened to me. So just because it didn't happen with your first couple of children does not mean that it won't happen to you. And had I known more about it, I would have been prepared for just in case. Of course, no one wants to sit up and think about, you know, things like that. However, realistically speaking, it could happen to anyone. And I'm living proof of that. It can happen to anyone. And there are a number of factors that come into play when a patient develops postpartum hemorrhaging. It's nothing that you can do wrong or right. It just happens. And what I also learned was, if you should deliver a child and you have that situation, the likelihood of it happening again, if you have another baby, is very high. Very high. So, do your research. I don't know who that message is for. It was just placed on my heart to speak of that. And also include that in my testimony, that I'm still here. 4 years later, I was able to enjoy my daughter, bond with her, raise her, see her beautiful smile every single day. And like I said, just be grateful, be humble, because in the blink of an eye, we could be out of here. You know, we get up every morning and make plans to do things. We have things to do, people to see. But no one ever plans to not be here. When I went into that hospital, I didn't make plans to not be here, because I didn't experience anything like that before. So love on people. Love on yourself first, but love on other people. Leave your mark here. Meaning, whenever it's time for you to leave, because we all have to leave one day, you want people to remember you as being a good person, being a good soul. Whenever someone speaks of your name, they just smile and think of happy thoughts or good thoughts. They have nothing but good things to say about you. Because people judge. You know, we shouldn't judge other people, but they do. They'll judge if you were a good person or if you were a bad person. And I don't know about you, but whenever my name is mentioned, I want people to remember me as being a good soul, being a good person. Always willing to help. Even when I can't help, I try to figure out resources or ways. I want to be remembered for my smile. You know, it's crazy because when I was younger, you know, when I had self-esteem issues, I used to literally hate my smile. I did. I hated my smile. I hated a lot of things about myself. And yeah, as I gotten older, became a mature woman, I started to embrace everything. It was hard. Like a lot of women, we go through insecurity issues. We go through trying to fit in, trying to look like this person or whatever the case is. But I've learned to accept everything. And I know I'm not for everybody, and everybody is not for me. But I love myself. I love my features. I embrace everything that society may feel like is not up to par or it's not good enough. As long as I think it's good enough, as long as I know it's good enough, then it's good enough. And I'm happy with it. Now, do I have changes that I need to make? Yes. I am going to get back on this workout that I was doing last year. I lost a lot of motivation and things happened. That is not an excuse. I'm not an excuse type of person, but I'm just being real here. I literally lost motivation. And I psyched myself out. I let negativity creep in and insecurities start to creep in. And I started to just feel like I wasn't good enough. Being 100% honest here. Felt like I wasn't good enough. I started to see the changes that I was, you know, developing. Started looking pretty good in certain areas. But I psyched myself out. I started to question myself, like, why am I doing this? I'm not worthy of this anyway. No one's gonna want me or, you know, even look at me, pay me any attention. I had all those insecurities to creep in, and I know better. I know better. But when you're being positive and you're on the right path, you're doing the right thing, you're thinking positive, it's room for the enemy to creep in sometimes and throw you off track. Can you imagine where I would be right now if I would have just kept going? Because I was working hard. I was working very hard. Can you imagine the progress that I would have made? But I'm an example of when you fall off your path, it's never too late to get back on it. No matter what, it's never too late. Even if you have to take baby steps until you get to where you're trying to go, do it. Because ultimately, we have to live for ourselves, not anyone else. So it doesn't matter how other people feel about you and what you have going on. As long as you're happy. As long as you're making yourself happy. And I tell you, this journey that I'm on has been a long one. And it took me a long time to get here to this point. If you would have talked to me 10 years ago, this conversation would have been completely different. And I did not love on myself the way I do now. I've struggled with the feelings of feeling like I'm not good enough. Self-worth is basically what I'll call it. I struggle with that. And a lot of it is from being treated poorly over the years. However, I would not put all the blame on anyone. I would take responsibility for the part I played in that. Because a person would treat you how you allow them to treat you. So if you have standards and boundaries and you tell a person that they will respect you, you would not allow them to speak to you poorly. You demand respect, then, you know, things would be different. But emotionally, I wasn't prepared to do that. However, the new me is completely different. I feel the change. And I'm thankful so much to the Most High. I don't care about what people have to say about me. You know, they talked about the Most High as well. I don't care. Doesn't matter. It used to matter. I used to cry and get upset, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But you will never, never catch me sitting anywhere, standing anywhere or whatever, and crying again about something someone said about me because they don't like something on me. Like, okay, that's their problem, not mine. And I have some living to do. I have a purpose. And I don't have time to entertain anyone else's insecurities, because that's what it is. They're basically deflecting their own insecurities. And I don't subscribe to that. I don't want to be part of it. And I think sometimes my positivity makes some people uncomfortable. Or some would probably say my confidence. Just like all of us, I have flaws. However, I'm learning, and I've learned over the years to embrace those flaws and not care about how other people feel about me, because I know that I am a respectful, kind-hearted, dependable, loyal, trustworthy, loving person. So if anyone has an issue with somebody with those qualities, then it's probably something wrong with them. And I'm never going to change. I'm going to stay me, because that's just who I am. And if you're around someone that's uncomfortable with you being you, then you probably don't need to be around them. That's probably not your scene. That's probably not your tribe. And you should get around some like-minded people. However, I will say this. Oftentimes, it's really, really hard to find like-minded people. And sometimes you have to be alone for a while before you actually run into the people that are meant to be in your life. And I say that because I went through an isolation period of about 2.5 years. And old friends, well, people I considered to be friends, but yeah, I found out later they weren't. Because friends wouldn't hurt you, you know? Friends would respect you. And if there is hurt involved, then there's a mature way to go about it. But this journey has shown me who should remain in my life and who's supposed to leave. And I tell you, I've had some people that I thought were going to be in my life forever. Like, I thought they were really, really good people. However, that was when I was asleep. When I woke up, I started to see things more clearly and realize that sometimes when I thought people were good for me, they weren't. Especially if you have friends that, or so-called friends, that give you backhanded compliments. You know the type. They'll say something really nice and then turn around and say something just out the way to you, disrespectful. And some people feel like they can just laugh it off, or they can LOL it off, and things are going to be okay. But no, that's not okay. It's not. And just because you love a person does not mean they get the green light to disrespect you. You know, I had someone that I thought was a friend. I found out later they weren't. And this person told me at the time that even though I was in school, I was getting, you know, my life on track and taking care of my children, maintaining bills, a house, vehicle, just doing my thing. I had this one person to tell me that I was the only one of their friends that didn't have a certain status, but they didn't say it that way. They were they were rude about it. And I mean, you're the only one, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, this and that. And that was very hurtful to me because, first of all, this was my friend, I thought. And they didn't know the details of my life and everything that I had endured, because you just don't tell your business to everyone, especially if you think that the person is not trustworthy, or you think that they would go back and spread your business. Sometimes you don't need to tell them anything. Just let them wander. And that was that situation. They had it wrong, because I was doing very well. However, the situation that I was in caused me to, you know, not be able to show up to different things, not be able to participate in a lot of things. And this person just had it wrong. They judged me wrong and had no clue. So then I stopped talking to them, and I guess it bothered their conscience so much, they reached out to me and apologized for speaking to me that way. And then they told me how much of a good person I was and how proud they were of me and blah, blah, blah. So my thing was, you should have told me all that in the first place. You should have told me you was proud of me, because certain things that I've done, I've broken records in my family. I've done things that a lot of people haven't done in my family. But I'm quiet about it. I don't boast. I don't brag. I don't do any of that. I don't walk around flashing money and making myself seem like I'm this and that. I don't flash labels. I don't do any of that. So if a person is going to judge you off of material things, this is probably not the person that you need to have in your life, especially honoring them with the title friend, because my friend would never do me like that. My friend would support me. My friend would be there for me. But this person showed me their hand, and I'm so thankful to the Most High for weaving out people in my life that I thought the world of. I thought they were everything. I thought they were good people. I thought they were family. But I was quickly shown that I was wrong. And those were not the people that were supposed to be in my life. That was not my tribe at all. At all. And sometimes when we lose people, it's hurtful. It's very hurtful. It's actually devastating sometimes when, not passing away losing them, but like not being friends with them anymore, or having to block them, or things of that nature, especially if you've been friends for a while. That's devastating sometimes. Sometimes you literally have to mourn your friendship. You have to cry about it and get over it. But then when you're done doing all of that crying and asking questions and all of that, So I had to interrupt you listening to this podcast just for a second. I just want to take out time to say that I am thankful to the Most High for allowing me this opportunity to reach you, to reach so many of you. And I appreciate you for listening to this podcast. I appreciate you all for constantly coming back. If you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. And I hope you enjoy what you're listening to. All right. So yeah, let's get back into this episode. Now you need to thank the Most High for showing you who's meant to be in your life and who's not. Especially if you've ever prayed the prayer, Most High, please show me who's supposed to be here. Anyone that's not meant for my life, remove them. You have to be careful with that, because if you don't mean it, don't say it. Oh, if you don't mean it, don't say it. Because I've lost people that were close. My own mother had to go. And this lady brought me in the world. Although she's done a whole lot to me, I still, because of the person I am, I still held on to hope that things were going to change. And I held on to hope that, you know, we would have a relationship of some sort. But the Most High chose differently. He showed me that she was not supposed to be in my life. Some people, just because they are blood related, does not mean that they're supposed to be in your life. And it's so sad that sometimes it has to be your own parent. That hurt me to the core, because I've had people to leave my life, but because of the history, I had high expectations. And it just wasn't meant. Because everything that's meant to be, and anybody that's meant to be in your life, are going to be there. The Most High is going to see fit for them to be there. They can absolutely, or it can absolutely not be removed, because it was ordained by the Most High. Now, if it's not meant to be in your life, it's not going to be. You might have to cry some days. You might have to hurt. You may have to ask questions and figure some things out. But through all of that, trust me, the Most High is protecting you. Because your path was already drawn out before you got here. And for whatever reason, those people that were snatched out of your life were not supposed to be on that path. They were going to end up doing something to hinder you from getting to where you're trying to go. You see, when the Most High has a purpose on your life, He has a purpose for you. Certain people are not meant to be in your life. They're only going to stop you. They're going to block your blessings. I know this. And even though sometimes I still think about those people that have been removed, I will not go backwards. They can't be here. I don't hold grudges on nobody at all. I have nothing but love in my heart for everyone. And some people have done some things to me that would warrant me not ever having love for them. But I'm not like that. I'm not. I still have love for them, and I've forgiven everybody that's ever done anything to me that was hurtful, out the way for no reason. I forgive them. And I forgive them because that's going to help me heal. It has helped me heal. And holding grudges, it just allows that person to take up space in your head and in your life. You cannot 100% move on still holding on to people and their hurt and the stuff they did or whatever. Now, I would be lying if I sat here and said some days you wouldn't cry about it. I mean, sometimes memories, it'll just hit you out of nowhere, especially if it's severe. If it was traumatic, there'll be some days that are probably going to be a little hard for you. But don't stay there. Don't stay there. Purge yourself. Cry. Get it out. Pray about it. Meditate. Work out. Do whatever you need to do to get that out of your head and out of your system. Now, like I said, I still love them. I wish nothing but the best for them. I wish peace over their life. I do. And I think it takes a certain type of person that has been through what I've been through to sit up and say, you know what? I still love you and I wish you the best. It takes a certain type of person. But when you live in love and light and the Most High is working on you, how can you possibly have hate for anyone? You gotta forgive people and let them go. They did their job. They did what they were supposed to do, what they were sent to do in your life. They were sent to cause chaos, confusion, depression, struggle, push insecurities on you. They were sent to do their job and they did it. Now after they're gone and moved on with their life, are you still going to allow them to hurt you and to take up space in your head? Or are you just going to start living your best life? Doing things you never did before. Learning things about yourself that you didn't know before. I think I'll choose that option because I desire to have peace and joy in my life. And I know that no second should be taken for granted that we're allowed to be here. Every second matters. Every breath matters. Can you imagine how many people didn't wake up this morning? This is a new year, January the 1st, 2024. Can you imagine how many people did not wake up to see another year? We've all lost loved ones. They didn't get to make it to 2024. But we did. And we should all be thankful and grateful to the Most High. Every morning when you wake up, just be thankful. Be thankful. No matter what your situation is, no matter what you're going through in your life, be thankful. Trust the process. It might be hard. Trust it. Everything that you're going through is for a reason. all the many things that I went through was for a reason. At the time, I didn't know the reason. But over the years, I've been shown some things. I understand now why I had to go through certain things. I get it now. You'll be constantly shown this lesson until you get it. Whatever the lesson is that the universe and the Most High is trying to teach you, you're going to keep getting that same lesson till you learn it. I get it now. Couldn't have told me this 10 years ago. I thought I knew everything. I didn't know nothing. I didn't know anything. Couldn't have told me that though. Thought I had it all figured out. I didn't know anything. But I'm thankful for the process. I'm thankful for the journey. I'm thankful for all of the people that have come into my life. I'm thankful for all the people that left my life. They were supposed to come in and teach me something. I get it now. When I think about all of the people that left my life, I get it now. I get it. Every one of them had certain things in common. And that's crazy that it was like that. Just think about it. Think about your life and think about the people that have left your life that you're no longer in contact with. Think about the things that they all had in common. And you'll probably be amazed. It was a lesson in it. That's why you kept running into the same person, just in a different body. And I'm not just speaking about relationships, friendships too. Even your family. Every single one of them had the same qualities. And this is so weird. That was just to open my eyes and get me to realize that everybody's not meant for your life. Sometimes when people see your light on you, they see you have favor over your life. You have purpose that you're going after. Sometimes people just want to ride your coattail. They want to see what they can get. What's in it for them? They want to milk you dry. And then when they feel like they no longer need you, they'll just discard you. They'll let you go. That's so awful. I can literally say that I've never used anyone. Never. Why would anybody want to use someone? I know it's a survival thing for some people out here, but if you have a conscience or a heart, if you believe in karma, like I do, you would not use anyone, because that same energy that you're putting out is going to come back one day. The same energy. Someone's going to do you like that. When you least expect it. I don't want to be on the receiving end of that. I want to be on the right side of karma. So, just love on people. Love on them, treat them good. If people are not right for your life, you don't have to be in contact with them. Forgive them. Release them back to the universe. Let them go. Don't let them take up space in your head. And you'll find that your life will be so much more peaceful. Things are just going to be better. And like I stated earlier, I have absolutely released the negative energies, the negative people, all of that, that it's not good for me. It doesn't serve a purpose in my life. And I know sometimes people say, you know, you should be with your family, you should talk to your family, you should do this and that. That's easier said than done sometimes, because if you've done all you could do, if you've prayed about it, if you've cried about it, if you've gone to them personally and they just do not respect you and your boundaries, you do not have to have that negativity around you. Now, even though I went through the things I went through with my mother, I still love her. I do. I respect her. She's never heard me curse. And I'll be 43 years old this year. She's never heard me curse. But have I heard her curse? Yeah. Have I been cursed out? Yeah. I don't subscribe to negativity. And regardless of what, I will always love and respect her. So, enough about that. I hope that everyone is enjoying your day. I hope you're living in love and light. I hope that you're being positive. I hope that all the sun and everything shines on you. I just want you all to just be happy. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Do things that you never did this year. This is a whole new year. And we're only getting older. We're not getting any younger. So enjoy your life. I plan on doing just that. Of course, with the guidance of the Most High protecting me and showing me things, giving me discernment, I plan on really, really enjoying things. And don't let anybody tell you what you can't do, especially if it's positive. If you're doing something positive for yourself or for someone else, don't let anyone persuade you not to pursue your dreams or not to keep going with whatever it is. You know, oftentimes we allow people to have too much of a say-so in our lives, and we miss out on blessings. We miss out on friendships. We miss out on opportunities. A lot of things, because we let other people hold us back and tell us what we should and should not be doing. Don't do that this year. Walk into this year with your head held high, loving on yourself, self-care, and all of the things. Take care of you. Make sure you're good. Because I tell you, when you're good, you can be good for other people. You can be good for your children, your grandchildren. You can do all the things if you take care of you. I heard someone earlier say that something about being selfish, or it's not being selfish to take care of yourself or something like that. And I responded and said, it's called self-care. It's not being selfish. It's called self-care. I'm in my self-care era right now. And all of these many, many years, I have taken care of other people and put them way before myself. And I'm not doing that. I'm not. I'm going to make sure that I'm good. I'm going to make sure I have memories. I'm going to make sure that I live. I'm going to make sure that, you know, oftentimes the enemy wants us to just ball up and die. And had I given in, that's exactly what would have happened. Plan on my self-confidence, my self-worth, my insecurities, just completely playing in my face. If I would have just let the enemy take over and control my life, I don't know where I would be right now. I don't know. But I don't live there anymore. I just want to be happy. Well, no, I am going to be happy. I am happy. That's better. I am happy. I am. I am peaceful. I have joy. I am love. I am going to make it. I am making it. I am successful. I am beautiful. There is no one else like me. I am courageous. I have knocked down doors that no one else in my family have knocked down. I am patient. I am kind. I was wonderfully made. I know that the Most High protects me, and I know that the Most High loves me. I am His child. The Most High loves me. He will never forsake me. He will never leave me wanting or needing for anything. And I am so thankful for being able to get to this point in my life, being able to really enjoy me and not care about what no one else has to say. I'm thankful. I don't think that I'm more than anyone. I don't put myself on a pedestal. I'm not cocky. I'm not conceited. I'm not any of them things. I just love me. Took a while to get here, but I'm thankful for this journey and everything that I've learned. I'm thankful for all of the many people that I have touched. I'm thankful for all of the inboxes that I've gotten. I'm thankful for the emails. I'm thankful for people trusting me with conversations. People that don't even know me, don't know anything about me, but they felt my energy and they had a feeling that they could trust me. And I promise you, you can. I'm just thankful and happy. And I just wish that there was more love out here in the world. Instead of everyone competing and trying to outdo each other, why don't we just work together? Why don't we just love on each other? You see someone next to you with their head down, tell them to lift their head up. Give them a hug. Tell them it's going to be okay. Tell them that the Most High loves them. Maybe they haven't heard that in a while. Maybe they just needed to hear that from you in that moment. You know, I don't have a problem with telling someone that I love them. I don't have a problem with lifting people up when my spirit tells me that they're down about something. I don't have an issue with that. I don't. And like I said, the world just needs more love. And it's coming. I'm hopeful, and I know that it's coming. We just all have to do our part in making sure that that happens. Do your part. And please, if you're the type of person that will let people confide in you and they open up to you and tell you intimate details, tell you their business, please be respectful and do not go back and tell anyone else their business. I think that is one of the most hurtful things, to open up to somebody or need help or just be vulnerable, and then you find out that they went and told somebody what you said. I think that's hurtful. Imagine how much hurt that will put on a person that's already hurt. Be positive. Lift people up. Keep your mouth closed and don't tell their business. No one has to know what you do for them. If you give them money or you buy them food or you help them with a bill or something, you don't have to go tell anyone what you did. The Most High sees what you did. That's all that matters. Stop trying to look good before other people. You shouldn't care what people think about you. Stop wanting a praise committee. You want people to pat you on your back because you did a good deed. Stop that. Don't do that. And on that note, you guys, I am going to go ahead and end today's podcast. I appreciate all of you for taking out time out of your day to listen to me. You could have been anywhere else in the world right now, but you decided to press the play button. And look, if you stayed here throughout this entire episode, you're awesome. You rock. And I appreciate you. Because sometimes these podcasts can be a little lengthy. I started out doing really short podcasts, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Then I started doing 30 minutes. And now it's just whatever. Whatever I feel in my heart and my spirit I need to talk about, I'm going to say it because I know someone needs to hear it. And while I'm talking to you, I'm also talking to myself. I motivate myself as well. I'm not perfect. I don't have it all figured out. I'm still learning. I'm still finding my way. I am still on my journey. And I don't know everything, so I'm helping myself as well. And if you would like to reach out and comment on this episode or any of my other episodes, you can feel free to email me at kimijo774@gmail.com, and I will be sure to get back with you. Just please allow me at least one day to respond to your emails. If you're over on the web, radio station listening to me right now, stay tuned. I am going to be playing music following this episode, and I hope you enjoy it. So yeah, let's go out here and make today amazing, just as amazing as you are. And remember that you are love and you are loved. Remember that you matter in this world and you're gonna make it. Remember that the Most High loves you. And guess what, you guys? I love you too.